Welcome to this beginner masterclass on building a pirate radio raga cut in Ableton Live 12, with some proper breakbeat surgery and a mixing mindset that keeps the whole thing hitting hard. In this lesson, we're making that classic underground DNB energy where chopped vocals, pressure in the drums, and a controlled low end all work together. The goal is not just to make a loop that sounds cool on its own. We want a section that feels like a real intro, switch up, or pre-drop moment you'd hear on a dubplate, a jungle tape, or a pirate radio transmission. We'll work with Ableton stock tools only, so even if you're a beginner, you can follow along and build something usable right away. First, set your project to 174 BPM. That's a strong default tempo for drum and bass and jungle-inspired material. Then create a few tracks, one for the raga vocal, one for the breakbeat, one for sub-bass, one for a mid-bass or reese, plus return tracks for delay and reverb. If you want, load a reference track too. Keep it low in the mix, just for checking energy and balance. Don't let it distract you. We're using it as a guide, not as something to copy blindly. And while you're building, keep your master output safely below clipping. Aim for around minus 6 dB of headroom. That gives you room to shape the mix without everything getting crushed. Now let's start with the vocal, because in a pirate radio style cut, the vocal is often the personality of the whole section. Pick a short raga phrase with attitude. It could be a shout, a chant, or a one-liner. Short is usually better here. In this style, the vocal doesn't need to be long to be effective. It needs to feel rhythmic and memorable. Drag the vocal onto an audio track and turn warp on. If the vocal is smoother and more melodic, use Complex Pro. If it's more percussive and chopped, Beats Mode can work nicely. Find the first clear transient, right-click, and set 1.1.1 here. That helps line the phrase up with the grid. Now listen closely. If the vocal feels smeared or stretched in a weird way, don't try to fix every single syllable. Just place warp markers on the important words or hits. The raw, slightly unstable feel is part of the pirate radio character. You want it to sound alive, not over-edited. A good beginner approach is to make a call-and-response pattern. Think of the vocal like a DJ tag or an MC cue. Let one phrase land on bar 1, then chop the response on bar 2, maybe leave a bit of space on bar 3, then bring it back on bar 4. That spacing gives the vocal weight and keeps it from feeling crowded. Once you've got the phrase working, slice it. Right-click the clip and choose Sliced a New MIDI Track. If the words are clearly separated, slice by transients. If not, use a simple grid like 1/8 or 1/16. This turns the vocal into playable pieces, and now you can arrange it like a drum pattern. Place the main hit on the downbeat, then put short response chops on offbeats or pickup notes. Add one or two repeated slices if you want that chant-like pirate radio loop. Keep it simple at first. One strong hit, two or three short replies, and maybe a tail at the end is enough to get the vibe going. After the vocal slices, add utility and reduce the width a bit. Keep it focused in the center so it punches through the mix. A width setting somewhere between 0 and 40% is a good starting point. If the vocal is the main hook, it should feel centered and direct. You can also clean it up with EQ8. High pass the vocal somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz to remove low rumble. If it gets harsh, try a small dip in the upper mids around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz. And if you want a bit of grit, add saturator with just a little drive. You're not trying to destroy the vocal. You're just giving it attitude. Now let's do the breakbeat surgery. Drag in a breakbeat with some character. An amen-type break, an old-school jungle break, or a darker funk break all work well. The important thing is not the exact sample, but how you edit it. We want this to feel intentional, not like a loop that just sits there. You can slice the break to a MIDI track, or keep it as audio and warp it, depending on how much control you want. For beginners, slice to new MIDI track is probably the easiest starting point. Once it's sliced, build a basic pattern from the obvious kick and snare hits, then add some ghost notes before the snare for motion. This is where the break starts to feel like a performance instead of a loop. Add a small fill at the end of every 4 or 8 bars. Drop a few hits out here and there. Add a repeat or two for tension. The idea is to keep it moving and breathing. If the groove feels stiff, don't be afraid to nudge a few notes slightly late or add a little swing. The DNB needs tightness, but it also needs life. A breakbeat that is too perfect can lose its character. On the break track, add drum bus. Start with a bit of drive, maybe around 5 to 15%. Keep boom low unless the kick needs extra weight, and use crunch subtly to bring out the grit. Then clean things up with EQ8. Cut the deepest rumble below roughly 25 to 35 Hz, and if the brake is crowding the base, reduce somewhat around 200 to 400 HC. Now we need the foundation, the sub. Create a MIDI track and load operator. Operator is great for beginners because it can make a clean sine style sub very quickly. Keep it simple, use a sine or near sine tone, make it mono, and keep the notes short and controlled. We want the sub to support the groove, not smear across it. Write a bass line that leaves space for the vocal and drums. In this style, less is more. Let the sub answer the vocal instead of constantly playing. Put notes in the gaps between phrases. That gives the section breathing room and makes each bass hit feel more deliberate. If you add glide, keep it subtle. We want clarity in the low end first. Add utility if needed and keep the sub mono. That keeps the bottom end solid on club systems and helps the kick and bass stay locked together. Next, add a mid bass or res layer for attitude. This is where we get that darker D&B movement. Wave eatable or analog both work. A simple starting point is two slightly detuned oscillators, a low pass filter, and a slow LFO that gently moves the cutoff or wave eatable position. Keep it controlled. You want motion, not chaos. Add saturator for a bit of harmonic bite, then use a QE to cut the lows below around 100 to 150 HC so the res doesn't fight the sub. If the stereo image gets too wide, use utility to narrow the low end and keep the core centered. A really useful move here is automation. Start the res filtered and restrained in the intro, then open it up a little before the drop or switch. That rising brightness creates tension. Then, when the section lands, you can pull it back slightly so the groove stays readable. Now let's talk about the mix, because this is where the whole thing either comes together or turns into mud. The biggest beginner mistake in D&B is letting the vocal, break, and bass all occupy the same space. So think in layers. The vocal sits above the drums, the break gives movement and snap, the sub anchors the bottom, and the res adds mid-range character. Each part should have a job. Use a Q8 on each element thoughtfully. High pass the vocal to remove rumble. Clean up the break so it isn't swallowing the low mids. Cut the lows from the res so the sub can breathe. Keep the low end mono, and check it in mono from time to time. If the bass disappears when you collapse the mix to mono, that means your width or phase is too messy. You can also put glue compressor lightly on the drum group if the break feels too spiky. Keep the amount of gain reduction small. We want cohesion, not pumping. The drums should feel like one performance, not a bunch of separate pieces fighting each other. Now for the pirate radio movement. This style lives on tiny changes. A vocal delay throw at the end of a phrase can instantly make the section feel more alive. A reverb send on one chopped word can create a sense of space before the next hit. A filter sweep on the res can lift the energy into the next bar. Even a small change in drum bus drive before a fill can make the section feel like it's leaning forward. Here's a simple 16-bar idea. Bars 1 to 4, the vocal teases the rhythm, the break is minimal, and the bass is filtered. Bars 5 to 8, the break gets busier, the vocal chops become more active, and the sub starts hinting at the groove. Bars 9 to 12, the full break comes in, the bass locks, and the vocal answers the drums. Bars 13 to 16, add a fill, throw in a delay tail, and build tension into the drop. That kind of structure matters because drum and bass is phrase-driven. DJs need clear sections to mix with, and listeners need to feel the energy moving somewhere. A few coach notes to keep in mind while you work. Build in layers, not all at once. Get the vocal, drums, and bass working separately first, then glue them together. If you try to mix while writing, it's easy to hide issues instead of solving them. Treat the vocal like a cue point. In pirate radio style D&B, the vocal often signals the next move. If a phrase feels important, give it room. Let the break answer the vocal. A simple trick is to make the drums busier right after a vocal hit. That call and response effect gives you movement without needing extra sounds. And always check the groove at low volume. If the section still feels exciting quietly, your balance is probably strong. If it only works when it's loud, the mix may be relying on level instead of rhythm and shape. If you want a quick exercise, spend 10 to 20 minutes making a 16-bar loop. Find one rag of vocal phrase and warp it to 174 BPM. Slice it into a few playable pieces. Load one break and build a 4-bar chopped pattern. Add a simple sub that only plays during the gaps. Bring in a res or mid bass in the second half. Then automate one delay throw and one filter sweep. Finally, check the mix in mono for a moment and listen back. Ask yourself, is the vocal memorable? Does the break groove, and does the bass stay clear under the drums? If you want to push it further, make 3 versions of the same idea. One stripped intro, one tension build, and one drop ready version. Compare them and see which one feels most like pirate radio, which one has the clearest low end, and which one hits hardest before the drop. So to wrap it up, the core idea is simple. Treat the rag a vocal like rhythm. Treat the break like a living drum performance. Protect the sub so the mix stays powerful, and use small automations and arrangement changes to keep the energy moving. With Ableton Live 12 stock tools like Warp, Slice to New MIDI Track, Operator, Wave Eatable, EQ8, Utility, Drum Bus, Saturator, Glue Compressor, and Auto Filter, you've got everything you need to build a believable pirate radio radio cut with breakbeat surgery. Now go build that loop. Keep it gritty, keep it controlled, and let it slam.